Republican lawmakers at the state capitol want to change the boundaries of a few competitive voting districts in Metro Atlanta. As you might expect, that has started a partisan fight. And legal experts say the battle is likely to move from the Gold Dome to the courts. The federal courts, that is. WABE's Johnny Kaufman reports.
Republican Rich Golick has represented House District 40 since 1999. The seat includes parts of Cobb and Fulton County. Democrat Eric Allen first ran against Golick in 2014. He lost by a lot, but last year Allen tried again and did better, getting 47% of the vote. Now, Republicans want to change the district boundaries. A chunk of black voters would be out, and a chunk of white voters would be in. Allen calls it a blatant effort by the Republican Party to hold on to the seat. Allen says he connects with the voters who would be cut out of the district in a way Golick doesn't.
What's worse than anything with this current bill is you take people who are gaining momentum, gaining excitement of having a representative voice, and now removing them from that process.
Golick did not respond to requests for comment. Johnny Caldwell, the Republican sponsor of the bill that would change the district boundaries, says there's nothing sinister or underhanded about it. But Rick Hassan says he expects it would be challenged in court. He's a law professor at the University of California, Irvine. Hassan says there could be two claims. One, that the power of minority voters is being diluted. And two, that the redistricting is based on race.
African-American voters overwhelmingly support the Democratic Party. And so you have both racial and political differences that are driving these redistricting decisions.
There are redistricting fights in other states, and Hassan says rulings from federal courts on those could affect a potential case in Georgia. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.